Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
$285 and somehow Lucky still alive. What's that face about? You didn't like that rhyme?
Ben was we were fighting over the dial.
Oh, I didn't see.
We were having a domestic over here.
Ben in person episodes are always
I love it.
I found myself at certain points just like looking at him while he was talking and forgetting what was going on at the game because I'm used to doing it on the screen. Oh yeah.
I keep just like looking over at my own face and like trying to cock my head in fun ways.
It's all about whoever's sitting next to Tim. We need to extra police, whether it's JB or Ben or Shaper. Value of the Dune, because it's just always nonsense over there.
I'm like a force multiplier for Tim. JB is like a detention sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just the other side of the table it. Are playing the game.
Game?
Who? What game?
Excuse me?
Is it a game?
Oh, bacon. Okay, cup? Never mind. I guess they're not.
I just want gravy.
By the way, you all just lost the game. Booyah.
I never started playing that game.
So that's not true. You're a millennial too.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed not to.
Yeah,
I know. I totally play the game. I lose it all the time.
We're all drafted in.
Not very good at it.
Death, taxes, and playing the game.
Yeah.
Those are the certainties in life.
Tim, put Farmland away.
I'm not playing Farmland.
Put Doodle Magic away.
Shut up.
Got it in one.
You got it in two.
Two, three, one.
Did I say 285?
Yep.
Oh yeah, because then I did a stupid rhyme. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming back. And once again, especially to our patrons. What are you trying to do over there?
Don't worry about it.
I saw you move really fast. And
he's restarting your recording because, I don't know, you repeated yourself?
I was putting the music dial back down.
Oh, okay. Thank you for everybody that's gone over to patreon.com/professionalcasual, especially our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, and Tal, and our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Diller, Cord, Bastion, and Bangarang.
Speaking of Brooks, I thought you guys were going to the new barbecue chicken bed and breakfast when you were talking about crashing at Brooks's house, and it's a person and not a restaurant.
That's why, yeah, Brooks is, we're going to stay at his house when we go over to Massachusetts.
Is it all you can sleep
for the Old World tournament?
Nice.
Not tournament, but in a narrative event that we are hosting.
Oh, you're staying over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your wife is surprised.
It's like a 4-hour drive there.
Nope.
Don't look at me. I'm not giving you any help.
I'm just looking around. I don't need help right now.
I need to know.
Communicate better.
Probably. That's true.
Never mind.
It's fine.
I like your tiara.
It's like the one on my witch hunter's hat.
Exactly.
Yep.
I was trying to find something to put on my head to join the party because Tim's also wearing his crab.
I got a crab.
Got crab on the brim of his hat.
If there was more than one, I could say Tim has crabs, and it would be funnier.
It does only have one crab. It's kind of weird.
Technically, he still has crabs.
Yeah, it's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
There goes my crab.
There goes one of several of the crabs.
There it goes.
Your lap just got crabbed.
Oh, there it goes.
Again.
Not after last time.
If you want to send Tim some more crabs, send P.O. Box G, West Dillingham, New York.
Please do it.
3861.
It doesn't have to be for Tim. Any of us would appreciate.
I want Tim's station to be crabbed out.
Oh, yeah, let's crab me out.
It's crabtastic.
Yeah.
I've never seen a blue crab before, so I drew a blue crab.
Isn't that like when you want crabs really badly and you don't get them?
Yes.
Did you get it?
I did. I liked it.
That's good. Oh, I was editing an episode. I was talking about, I found something that had crabs in it, and I was like, oh, Tim would like this because there are crabs, and I couldn't remember what the thing was.
Oh, what was it?
It's the Stormlight RPG. RPG for the Stormlight Archives. Because everything in that is crabs.
Yeah, well, it's in his name, Sanderson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crabs live
in sand. Yeah.
All right. That's Ryan. A stretch, Tim.
But like, instead of like bulls, they're like draft animals or choles, which are just big old crabs with giant rock growing on their back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, people can ride on it or it can like pull a wagon.
Can you read me those books?
You can listen to the audio versions of them.
I don't want
to
do that.
They're like 1,200 pages. That would take me like 30 hours or something.
Sounds like a good time.
You don't want an audiobook. You want Dan to read you books.
Yes.
Seth, son
like
of Vilnius.
Before bedtime?
Dan also talks to Dan and kisses him on the cheek. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Or wait the day he...
Maybe I would sleep better. You want to do that? You want to start coming over and reading me books before bed?
Nope. I just read you the first line.
How about just book? One 1,200 page book of
fantasy. Read me book.
One 1,200 page book a night.
Okay, deal.
No,
I'll make that deal.
I are joking.
I are baboon.
I are baboon.
You don't need pants.
I love you guys. Dance.
Oh, man, that was such a great show.
What?
Jess probably doesn't know because apparently she's a baby.
I'm the red
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't play the game and doesn't know I
Dude,
are
baboon. Cow and chicken was
I know I are baboon.
Experience.
Mom it was an experience. So much of an experience that I ran away from it.
You were well within your right to do so. It was haunting.
Cow and Chicken and the one with the Cowardly Dog. Didn't love them.
Courage the Cowardly Dog is actually fantastic.
I never got into Courage, but like I can acknowledge it. I think it was a good show. But
it was. It had some extremely awkward humor delivery.
As an adult, I think I would like Courage the Cowardly Dog better than when I watched it younger.
I'm going to say this. It was more of a vibe than a cartoon.
Yeah.
And if you were in for the vibe, you were well taken care of.
Ed and Eddie was my top tier, though.
Ugh.
That's top tier professional territory.
I really loved Rugrats. Not going to lie.
I watched a lot of it, and I don't think I ever liked it.
Same.
Yeah.
I always watched Rugrats because my brother got to pick the show at that time, even though he probably picked the three shows before that. But
I will say that.
Oh, I met someone the other day. It was your sister.
The Rugrats Hanukkah special was the best depiction of Jewish grandparents I have ever seen in anime.
It's a great episode.
It is a great episode. It's just very true.
What do you say about my sister?
I work with someone that was like newer or whatever.
Oh, cool.
I was talking about you and he was like, oh, Biz? And I was like, nope. And Dan, he's like, never heard of him.
I'm like, okay. Yep, that tracks so hard. Who was that?
Hmm?
Oh. Wow, I know who he is.
You're just like throwing names out, and I don't know how they connect, but we'll move on with life. It's cool.
I just assumed they're talking about
his sister for a long time.
Gross. I hate that guy.
I know, that's why I brought him up. I'll cut all that out.
No, let him know.
He's not going to listen.
Greg's a dick.
For the listener, we were talking trash about Velisenda.
He gets so mad.
And Speaks with Wind.
Speaks with Wind was at best an accomplice.
And Ham Toaster.
I do love those hazelnuts, though.
Those ones?
Mic drop.
Sounded like thunder upstairs. Dogs dropping their bone.
Okay, cool. It's the morning. I have not slept inside because there's too many humans in there.
I was just going to segue into that.
Well, I've done it for you.
There might be a lot of humans outside, which would make it no longer wilderness.
Where does Green Warden sleep?
She probably... It's too cold outside, I think, for her right now.
It's pretty cold. Because
there is snow.
Yeah.
So she'll probably sleep in the barn, actually.
And it's colder at night, so...
She would rather sleep with the horses than with you people. You're disgusting.
You sleep in, like, the stables for the inn?
The stable.
It is nice and warm in there.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep on, like, a thing of hay?
I will say we are probably, on average, cleaner than the general human populace.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
true. If only because of our idiosyncrasies.
Take a lot of expensive baths.
So many baths.
Mostly lucky.
More baths than Gertie did.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Do you sleep on the hay?
Yeah, probably.
Tim, roll me 2d10.
Yes.
I knew you would get a kick out of this.
13.
You have 13 pieces of hay in your hair.
Oh.
What do you think it was going to be?
Bugs.
Does Green Warden have her hair? First of all, what kind of hair? And second of all, is it like all bunned up to keep from catching on branches and detritus? Does she have elaborate princess hair like Galadriel?
No.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
She has like it's like an auburn shade of hair. Yeah. Not brown, not red.
Yeah.
She's not a redhead. Saying that out loud.
Okay.
But it's like a reddish hue to the just brown.
Auburn I'll dismiss head. All auburn. Of my fan fiction. Go on.
You're welcome. She doesn't try too hard with her hair at all, but she definitely does a couple of braids. Once it starts getting annoying, she'll braid a piece of it.
All right. Good. It's good.
And the braids are mostly to keep it out of her face.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smart.
I definitely thought Tim was rolling for teeth. And I was like, how is Dan working teeth?
Yeah, so did I.
I was very excited for it.
Though. I don't care what.
I was not.
I was excited. Yeah,
I knew Tim would just be excited to roll dice for something.
He's just happy to be here.
Yeah, I figured. Just try to be nice once in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't seem like you.
All right, so we'll meet up in the morning. I assume that...
Yeah, you're right. Tim, look, he actually has 13 fleas.
I do?
Yeah.
From the bed?
Yeah. I was being too nice. I gotta.
Wow.
Well, I gotta.
Mean to me, nice to Griggs. He's got breakfast.
He eats all the fleas off of you.
Mm-hmm. I keep a couple for Regent's back.
That's so cute.
I would like to know what the party deems mourning.
Oh, it's like when you're crying over someone that died.
God. I walked into that one so
you
hard.
Set him up so for it I very
did.
Well.
I did. What time do the rest of you wake in the morning?
No, with a task like this, I would say we would wake early. Yes, we are not like, you know, lazy nobles.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I'm assuming you didn't really get to bed super late, so it's not like.
Yeah, we got there like at dusk, right? We had a quick meeting, a little bit of gravy, go to bed.
Honestly, I think that Webby is a little too high strung and manic in general to sleep in. So probably pretty early.
As Tim yawns.
I'm a sleepy boy.
All right. So question the first. Are we taking Ronnie with us? I think it's worth it. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Exposure.
No, I don't.
No. Not what I meant.
Okay.
Keep it under your hat. What I mean is we want a witness to watch us doing real good here to spread our legend back in town. Because, like, who's to say what we got up in there, right? We could be charlatans. Maybe we put the rat in there. If we have somebody, we have a witness who's unaffiliated, they can tell the town that we did good.
So initially, I like that a lot. But there are now twice as many people here that are mean to me and about me being a wizard, and I don't think that's going to give wizards a good name in their town. Regardless how well or unwell I do.
I don't recall Ronnie being a problem with you.
No, Ronnie's not a problem with me.
Okay.
But...
So what's the issue?
Well, if she's acting in a capacity kind of like a bard, right? And you say a bunch of things that are like, your stupid wizard magic is useless. And then she goes back and they're like, oh, yeah, all those people were there. And there was a wizard, too, and he was useless and his magic was nonsense. Then that'll continue to peruse the thought in the town that wizards are not good.
So we do have a quorum amongst the three of us that we should have Ronnie with us.
No.
Well, see, that's why I said the three. What's your opinion?
No.
Okay, that didn't seem like much of an opinion. That was an assertion, certainly.
Correct. I'm not babysitting another human. She's not coming.
I mean, she seems pretty on the ball. She understands the area.
She doesn't even know where she hunted the greenskins. No.
Really? She pointed right at that map.
She did point right at the map. That's true.
She was so wishy-washy about it, though. I think she pointed at the map about the greenskins to try to...
Impress you.
Yes, manipulate us into letting her come. She's desperate to come to prove a point.
I think as a fellow child, that it's really probably not up to us if she's going to come or not.
She's probably going to follow
us
anyway.
She's probably going to follow us anyway. I would follow us.
I can prevent that.
And I think that...
You're going to cut off her feet?
I think if you just cut one off, it would be okay. Like, that would get the job done.
Yeah, I don't think you need to take both. She's I think one is probably fine.
I think also Reeve Klein made it very clear she is also against Veronica coming with us. So, you know, I do not want to go against her wishes.
Right. So I would say we just act nonchalantly as we leave that we're not bringing her and she'll probably just show up.
It's not our problem. Right? We didn't okay it.
Correct.
So we're leaving now.
I believe.
Well, after breakfast.
I mean, I got my breakfast right here.
And I can drink mine on the way.
Because it's liquid?
Yeah.
Webby uses his cigar to warm up the leftover gravy so Lucky can drink it.
No, too thick. I just, some tepid water is fine.
Water that gravy down with some tepid liquid.
Well, yeah, whatever water they washed the pot out with last night has enough baseline nutrient. Pretty much a multivitamin.
You're also getting some minerals from the pot itself.
That's right.
Yeah. Not bad. Some version of mud water.
Iron helps us play.
Well, commercial was that from? What?
I don't know. It was like 91, I think.
Is that actually from something? You just make it up.
It's from something.
I've really heard other people sounded say it. Like a commercial. Yeah.
The multivitamin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like Flintstones play. Vitamin yeah. or something?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I remember it.
Centrum Silver.
Did not have memory.
Not that old.
Yeah, Centrum for men.
Silver. I'm a child.
Centrum for boys.
So yes. Yeah. So the scrawny one has admitted that he is not only not a man, he is not old. He's a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is known territory. He's kind of our
mascot.
Oh, you know, that's not a bad term for it. But I was more thinking like Patsy. Like, it's not always, but just people tend to look more fondly on you if there was an accident or, you know, cataclysm of some kind. It's like, well, it's a child. Child did it. So, you know, you associate all the destruction that happens with the child and people are a little bit more forgiving.
And if we do super well, they're super impressed.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Because just looking at you, mm-hmm. I have to imagine catastrophe.
I think for a lot of people that
and when that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like all of his many wizard credentials.
I have many of them.
It's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Catastrophe.
You're going to have to trust us that this makes a certain sixth sense when you're in a city.
I didn't argue it.
I'll take it. Yes.
I will do my best to, like, cover up my staff as much as one can.
You gonna hunch?
Yeah, I was thinking just like put like a hat on it.
Put it in your pants.
Yeah.
You put a hat on your staff.
Well, yeah, it's a very obvious wizard staff. So like if I put a hat or like a cloak on it, they're like, oh, that guy just has a cloak.
I mean, I think they you're fairly distinctive. I think they already associate you with the staff, whether or not they can see it.
Yeah, that's probably fair too.
Yeah, you are weird looking.
But we do have a general area where we know we need to start. So let's, I guess, go in that general direction, look for caves.
I would like to use Secret Science Hunter to figure out where they've gone.
Ooh, I like that.
Where they went to and where they disappeared.
Give me an average test since you know to start looking to the east.
I can't wait for all the secret signs that you find to be things that Ronnie wrote.
I can't wait for this to be another failed roll. Real good. Fuck.
Would you like to beseech the dark guides?
God, just does real bad.
What? Mine's not updating. What'd you get?
I got a -2. I am not cool. I think Foundry is just.
All right. I'm gonna give you an out here. The hunter signs that you would be privy to were done by shit hunters who already died.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
That's they're barely point, worth I the think. Scat that they're written in, I assume. So you can't be blamed for not being able to decipher garbage hunting words.
He's the one in the party with the silver tongue.
Mm-hmm. That's why I let him do most of the talking.
We have an equal charm test, but he's bad at it.
He's too scrawny.
Naive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vile, really.
The issue is
being in person really lends a viciousness to it that I don't normally intend.
You said before we started,
It got real quiet right there.
The first episode, you also said vile. And both times you've said it, I just want to make a Mega Man X joke. And I have prevented myself from doing it now twice. And I would just like acknowledgement of that.
You have such an easy way to earn your good graces with me. And it's to make the Mega Man X joke.
Right. But I'm not going to do it.
Why?
But what?
Because then people get mad and like, Jim keeps making jokes about pop culture. And I'm trying not to do that.
Let's cut in the Armored Armadillo stage theme here.
Just no, we don't have the rights to that.
Huh?
Up to 7 seconds of it, we can probably say. Just back riding that tram car, shooting birds.
Yeah. Standout stage.
Okay. All right. As you head out of town, you're looking for hunter signs that apparently are just not there. And echoing through the foothills here, you hear this awful sound. And you're like, oh, that's it.
That was
and
good
it's
Foley.
Like,
yeah.
Hmm?
That was good Foley.
Good Foley?
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
You're the
sweet
goat,
baby boy.
You're the goat.
Thanks.
It stands for greatest of all time.
That one I knew.
Oh, but you don't know Foley?
Not in this context.
Then you. Hurry.
This is with the mannerisms, too. The swirling of the hand. Hurry. And then I get flustered.
We're all confused. We don't know what to do with it.
you all experience the roar now, and it sounds like some horrendous thing. Green Warden doesn't have lore beasts, right?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Well, who do you think I am?
I wasn't sure.
I do. I definitely have lore.
Can one or more of us roll lore dark magic?
No.
Okay.
Give me a difficult lore beasts.
That's why I keep failing. Keeps making shit hard.
I gave you an average last time and you still failed.
I know. Plus one.
So you feel this, like, you've heard this before, you think, but it sounds different. Like it's got phlegm in its beak. It sounds like a griffin.
A griffin. Diseased? Sick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're telling me griffins are real?
Yes, about as real as the Skaven are.
Have we seen griffins before?
I don't think
so. Was What's His Nuts riding a griffin in Aldorf?
Who?
Carl.
What?
Doesn't he ride a griffin? Carry a hammer or something?
Oh, the Emperor?
Yeah.
No, you saw him riding a horse.
Oh, okay.
In a parade down the street.
Hmm. All right.
It will not shock anyone to learn that Webby is way into the idea of horse butt wings. So
that's a Pegasus.
I think you'll find that it's whatever I feel like it is.
Okay. Okay.
Fine, lion with wings. I don't know what a griffin is.
I would like to use parts of it.
Green Warden, what is a griffin precisely?
Body of a lion, head of an eagle, wings.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I always thought the N was kitten. Like it was something mixed with a cat.
That would be a lion.
No. I
mean, you weren't exactly wrong. They were just infuriating.
Lions are different.
What's the grr part? The in this lion?
Because it's growling.
A growling kitten. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
You can hear it. Let's wait for the griffin to snarl again.
Then where does the eagle come in? Why isn't the eagle in?
Are you just there for the party?
I don't think there's an E or an A in griffin.
Okay. How do we get to this griffin? How does one
also,
ground?
This is not at all what we were expecting.
How does one ground a griffin?
You weren't?
How to ground a griffin?
Excuse me?
How do you ground anything that flies?
Veronica!
Well, we now have the tech. We now have a sharpshooter to help ground it if we want to get rid of this beast.
That's true.
Whatever's wrong with it, it sounds ill.
Is Veronica following us?
Everybody can make a perception test.
I hope we all fail this.
We usually do.
Hell yeah.
Challenge one.
I passed it.
Ah, nuts.
Two success levels.
Why would you
do this? 4.
0 positive.
Hold on, but hold maybe on. She has a really good stealth check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's hope for that.
Honestly, that's not a bad way to determine if she's worthy of being with us. Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. like if her stealth is good enough to be able to follow us, she should probably be here.
Yeah.
No.
Public roll.
She rolled a 98.
Oh, my God.
So she like.
Oh, then I saw her then. Cool. Even with my fail roll.
You heard her like she's like a griffin. No. And then.
I'm going to turn
anybody
around.
Anybody that passed. Anybody that had more than negative three hurt her.
I've turned around and I've aimed an arrow at her.
Veronica.
Little Ronnie.
Out.
Whoa. Let's think about this for a second. How close is the griffin? We don't want to get swept up on the way back.
It's only like a mile more. Last I knew.
Wait. The town or the griffin?
The griffin. Apparently it's a griffin.
If it's too close by, she's going to be a sitting duck. Do you have ducks in your forest? Oh, you've seen one. Yeah, we've got the necessary implements right here. She'll be a sitting duck on the way back.
I care not.
Oh, wait, that's kind of mean-spirited.
Yeah.
Ronnie, she didn't mean it. She might have meant it.
Who? What? Sorry?
Do you think you can make your way back? It's going to get dangerous.
I can help you get there. She looked kind of lost, looking at trees weird.
Oh, she might die right now.
Yeah. And Griffin might not even get an opportunity.
We can't let Green Warden kill this child.
Right.
That's going to be a bad look for everyone.
Actually, it does get the wizards, though.
Okay. I don't know if we should be fighting against prejudice against wizards versus prejudice against elves.
Well, it's one of the only things that beats other prejudices.
It's all going to be Graf Champion affiliated.
Oh, that is actually very negative for us.
Yeah, we don't want any of that on our con.
Okay.
You don't trust Foundry anymore?
No, I don't.
What'd you get?
A 98.
What did you fail horribly?
All right. Don't worry about it.
Green Warden, I know you don't want her here, but at this point, I think it's safer with us than on our own.
I can take care of myself.
You just tripped over literally not even a branch.
Do you want the arrow?
Surprised
instead?
It's a griffin. That doesn't sound as scary as I thought.
Yeah, right? It doesn't sound anywhere near as scary as I thought. I thought it was going to be some big monster thing. And right, it's just a bird with a cold.
I thought it was a monster too, but I think I'd be safer with the wizard.
Thank you.
And she first like sidles up next to Bucky.
Now I don't like her very much.
Yeah,
I'm not right.
Also like, turning on her tail.
I'm the grass champion. Okay.
Honestly.
I'm safer with wet bread magic.
Remind you, Veronica's a teenage girl.
Oh, I'm attractive.
No.
But
okay, look, we are wasting time. Let's go and take care of this because I want to get back to Midnight. I have to check on baby Carl.
Oh, that shouldn't be our motivating act.
He's not really a baby. He's an orphan child.
Why did you orphan your child?
She's the Graf Champion.
Are you stupid?
Wow, don't be mean.
Veronica.
Graf Champion gets a lot of action. You can't keep track of all the kids.
He wouldn't be an orphan. If I'm living.
Matt checks out there, actually, I think.
Look,
what is happening?
I didn't orphan my child.
You have kids?
All right.
No!
Ronnie, clearly you're the only one we're talking to here. Listen.
I'm leaving.
You can stay, but you have to be quiet, and you have to follow our instructions.
Okay.
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 Now. Help us understand where exactly the griffin lair is.
They have layers?
Like onions.
Yeah.
And she knocks an arrow. She takes like the same pose that Green Warden does as she stalks off, however you're walking. I imagine like bow in front, arrow knocked, but not drawn back yet, of course, and just like slightly hunched over, walking through the snow, trying to step on patches that aren't like snowy so they won't like crunch or anything. She does the same thing. She steps. Anybody else behind will see she's stepping the same spots Green Warden is.
I'll try to do the same thing.
I'm not even going to put myself through the attempt.
I'm going to use stealth roll.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mina's like, ching, 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 ching.
Oh, me too.
I'm doing my best, okay?
I am not doing my best.
All right, Green Warden, if you're up front, give me a stealth roll.
How did it go, Green Warden?
Again, oh, this
stealthy.
One.
Wait, no, with this the armor behind me.
Well, that was my stealth test. On Foundry.
Oh, I think wow, you I
rolled
know.
A 98? That's crazy. I just rolled a 98.
I didn't roll a 98.
I know, I did.
I think what? I know why you can't see it. It's telling me self-roll.
The Cleveland Browns.
Is that like a shell phone?
Can you see that one?
That one came up. Negative one. Good job.
It's better than my last one.
Why are you so bad at everything?
I don't know.
It's like one time we had a game. I think you were running it. Danny was running a game years ago, and we had a guy in the party who was playing, I believe he was a halfling thief, and it was second edition WFRP, and he had an agility of 81, and he failed every single agility roll, hide or whatever. It was so funny. He just min-maxed this one stat, and he could not pass it. It was so good.
That's crazy. I mean, I was rolling on a 51, so like...
Not incredible, but still.
Yeah. 66 and a 51 that time.
That's a fumble.
Well, it didn't tell you that, so.
Smack your face on a tree branch.
Dope. These are human trees. They don't behave well. They're ill-mannered.
Mm-hmm. They will not respect her prowess.
Yeah.
As you continue on down the trail here, you don't need track for this. Every 10 minutes or so, you hear the beast. It's not always like ear splitting loud, but there are times where you just hear like little noises like that. And as you continue on, I want everybody to give me a challenging perception test.
Nope. Is it for sight?
No. Be hearing.
Two positive.
Six positive.
Three positive.
Figures.
Veronica, one positive. Mina?
Nope.
Everybody but Mina hears the sound of fighting.
Oh.
Green Warden, how many did you have?
Six.
Six? It definitely sounds like Skaven fighting.
With the griffin?
Probably, yeah, it sounds.
Can I ask if...
If she relays that information.
Can I ask, with an animal care check, can I discern what type of illness the griffin... likely has, like respiratory or...
It's likely not illness. I bet it took an arrow to the lung.
Can I determine arrow to the lungitude via an animal care check just from the sound of it?
From the sound of it, give me a very hard minus 30 animal care test.
I'll take it, and I'll try to remember what my animal care number was.
I know your intelligence is very high, so... Yeah.
Animal care is not quite high enough. Negative one.
Okay. It sounds weird. You're not sure... What could be wrong with it?
It's scuffed. We got a scuffed griffin. That much I know.
Give him the scuff.
Maybe if we save the griffin, it will let us ride it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Step one, kill the chaos agents.
I agree with that.
Always, yes.
After you, Green Warden.
I mean, unfortunately, if the griffin's been fighting the rat things for a while, it's also probably a chaos agent at this point.
But blessedly, that... does give me the opportunity to dissect a chaos griffin.
Yes.
So, win-win.
And then I can use some of its bits.
We'll talk.
For magic.
I'm not going to give you any.
I want to keep a feather, I think. I want it in my hat.
A what?
What if it's a chaos?
A feather.
Somebody said a feather.
A feather.
Don't make fun of her accent.
I just wanted to say, Tim, I appreciate your commitment to the bit here to just have Hull and Fart zoomed in on the map.
No. That wasn't on purpose. You asked me to zoom in on Green Warden's picture, and I did, and it just happened to be under Hohenfart. Now sure. That picture's gone. So yeah. Hohenfart's still there.
Well, that...
As it always is.
As it always is.
As it always is. As you... Do you continue to approach these sounds?
Yes.
I'm following Green Warden's lead here.
Give me a marching order!
I'm drawing my pistols.
Our best mode to attack, they don't know we're coming, is to do an ambush. If we spread it out, we can come from multiple directions, or we can all come from one direction and have the front person in the front get smashed.
Smash.
I'm going to stick with whomever is most likely to get smashed or passed, because then I can heal them. So I'll stick with Mina.
Yes, I'll have my shield up. I will be the wall.
What can you do, wizard, that is actually useful here?
Oh, I can prevent arrows coming at us. It's actually saved us a whole lot.
That was so good.
I can shoot things from afar. I can drain their life essence and eat it.
Don't you have protection from rain, too?
I do have protection from rain. I did buy that spell, and then much later realized I actually have it in a grimoire and didn't need to buy it. But it's really great on dates to, like, put up a little magic umbrella.
You should know that a not infrequent amount of the time, he does just give himself a nosebleed.
Yeah, I have done that.
Multiple times.
I can unlock things that are locked. I can teleport. I can fly.
I think she was requesting information pertinent to our situation, Griffin and Chaos Beast-wise. Well,
being able to fly is really important.
Do you want to do that now?
I can.
You can fly?
I can fly.
That's amazing.
It is. I don't.
You don't really get too excited. Like, he does not look cool when he does.
I also really don't like compliments. Let's just knock that off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just super shocked. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You ever see a dog try to swim? It's pretty similar.
And it's only because his bones are hollow like a bird's.
That's not, well, that could be.
Because all he drinks is broth.
Or gravy. Soup.
I don't think that he'll have the same precision that you do with ranged attacks, but I have seen him
expect it.
Fire magical blasts.
And he can hit more than one thing at a time. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Well, like if you're the shield, sometimes. I suggest you go in the front, but open with your pistols.
I can pull small animals out of my pocket.
Cute ones?
Boy, I'm really trying to.
If they're around.
I'm really trying to zazz you up, and you're just not making it easy.
Oh, I can make animals be my friend, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about the three of you fight however it is you choose to fight, and I will go over there and shoot from the side.
Okay, have a nice time.
I can make things stop bleeding.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I mean, each time she said goodbye, that's progress.
I got a marching order, and I got Webby's next to Mina, and that's it.
That's all we need.
I will be in the front.
Oh, and Green Warden's to the side.
That's Webby. All
yeah. I'll be next to Mina.
Okay.
My goal is to be more flanking.
We are the flying V.
Yeah.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
Quack.
I didn't agree to quack.
This. Riggs looks at you very.
It's like the offended. Dwarf thing.
Yeah.
I forgot the word for a second. Offended. He's like, he gives you that look like, I expected better from you.
That's maladappropriation.
But he doesn't say it. If he did, he wouldn't be able to hear him anyway as you hear the beast once more.
Griggs, we will talk about this later.
And you come into a clearing that I'm going to activate here. And you see chaos.
Oh, God.
You see a huge griffin.
Oh, boy.
That looks like it is in so much pain. It has pustules growing out of it. It has like extra arms.
Yes.
The wing is bent the wrong way. It clearly cannot fly.
Yes.
It looks all like part of its wing is like burned through as well.
Yes.
It looks awful.
Describe his extra arms you've discussed.
Says the beast's hindquarters are colored like the skin of a leopard. Its left wing has been seared in half with a spur of charred bone exposed. A charred gaping hole is clearly visible in its side just beneath where the wing joint connects to the body. About the hole are a ring of flailing tendrils, gleaming eyes, and jutting teeth. Mottled scaly skin like that of a snake creeps far out across its flanks like a spreading stain from the burned hole. Whenever the beast screams, the wound also moans in unison, causing cracks to appear in the burnt flesh that weep clear fluid. As you draw near, you see a snake-like tongue covered with tiny, sharp, barbed fangs shoots out from the beast's wound to ensnare a Skaven and drag it towards it.
So let's take
a everybody give me a thing. Cool test.
Yeah. I don't want to ride that anymore.
I want to ride it more now.
Aces.
-1.
I will let you know this is going to be a terror test. If you fail it, you will be broken.
Did you say challenging?
Yes.
Okay. +0.
+4.
I'm going to use a fortune point then. Because I don't want to be broken. Okay. 2. Successful.
Okay.
What? How do I roll a fortune point in this? I just gave myself a second one for funsies, FYI.
We can do that?
No.
Oh.
Once you Green Warden is freaked out. Would you like to beseech the Dark God?
I have a fortune point to roll. So do I just click it again? How do I get rid of the fortune point if I'm using it?
Yeah, there should be, if you right click the, like the negative one, it'll have an option.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Spend fortune point or something.
You can use a fortune point to add a success level?
On a positive test, yeah.
Nobody does that though.
That one I've
only
learned.
On a positive test.
No, it can be. It. You could use it to just add a success level, then it will be positive.
Because I have a negative one.
Yeah.
Because my cool's not super high, so I could still fail this.
If you click that, I think it will just change it to a positive one.
Say what you will about humans, but we've seen a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're used to this.
I think I'm just going to get myself to zero. Yeah, I still it still says I have a fortune point.
Fix it, Dan.
I'll keep my free fortune point. But
oh, you rerolled it. Okay. It did. You rolled your cool exactly.
Yep.
Whew. Okay. Now you have no fortune.
I should have just been quiet.
Bum, bum, bum.
He won't know it if I click the fortune point every time to just give myself a free fortune point. But that would break me. So.
I mean, you clearly need to use the fortune points.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so bad at this.
It could be because you're anxious because I'm so attractive.
You are less than one third of my age.
That has not... I'll stop there.
And you're really sloppy less than one third, too. Let's be real.
All right. Yeah. Well, luckily, nobody is broken by the presence of this griffin, and it is Green Warden first with her initiative of 57.
What are they attacking it with?
Yeah, what do you see here? Besides a bunch of skavens. This first skaven, the closest one to you, looks already pretty dead. Slashed open by the talons of this beast. And then you see a number of other, there's three other skaven around it that you can tell. Some have swords and shields, some have spears with two hands stabbing at it. And then behind them, you see other skaven. And you see one way back here that's wearing like green robes. Has this weird thing it's holding up, like pointing at the beast. But it doesn't look like a weapon.
What does it look like?
Looks like a device of some kind.
I do like devices.
Yeah.
Are they saying anything that I can determine in Quickish?
From this distance and all the... it's so much shouting and the beast is roaring and making noises.
Yeah.
It's trying to flap its wings, even though the one wing is like half completely limp, flopping around. It's too difficult to discern anything specific.
All right. Let's see if I remember how to do this on Foundry, guys. Deadeye shot, which is cool.
You click whatever you're aiming or shooting at.
I use the weapon, right?
And that will make sure you... Did you target the thing?
I have to click a target.
That's right. Yeah. Just click on the token and hit T to target.
It says it's dead already?
How many of them are there?
The first one
the
is dead.
The closest one is dead.
Oh, the one is already dead. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to go for the next one.
Oh, boy. That's a crowd of some sort.
That's so many Skaven.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd that other one go?
And then I use the bow, right?
The other one.
Look. Uh-huh, right, because there's one further to the south.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one?
There wasn't.
Yes, there was. There was one like here-ish.
Yep.
You guys are silly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one there or not?
Not anymore, but there was.
What? Why's everybody looking at me?
I'm shooting a rat.
The next closest one, I assume?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't target it.
I did too.
Yeah, and said it hit it in the left leg.
Yeah.
14 damage.
Wow. All over now.
Plus three. Okay, so 14 damage. This one, let's see. And you have... What's precise do again?
It lets me pick where.
Yeah, it lets you pick where you want to shoot him.
No, that's different. That's Deadeye Shot.
Well, that's a talent you have. Okay, so 14 damage is crazy for a bow. Especially with only three success levels. Was that with an arrow or an elf arrow?
Just a regular arrow.
Nail this thing in the leg and you see like a spurt of blood come up. You clearly hit it like in its femoral artery and the thing just like totally surprised and just collapses.
Nice.
In a pool of blood.
Boom.
Because 14 is absolutely going to be enough to kill it. Dead. Plus one dead condition. I love that. Oh, I forgot to begin encounter.
Maybe that's why it wouldn't let me do it. Because usually it shows me that I'm targeting it, but it didn't look like it was.
That's okay. We got to figure it out. Lucky.
Any of them look like they got like crossbows, bow and arrows or nothing?
I've never seen a skaven with a crossbow or bow and arrow before.
That's inaccurate. We got shot at in the sewer by the ones that were on that lower tier in the little spiraly staircase room.
Oh, hey, I should ask this question. Is this a small group? Is this short range?
The range will be factored in on Foundry.
Okay.
The group, you targeted an individual, so you don't get a group bonus.
If you fire indiscriminately into a crowd, that's when you get the bonuses.
Yeah.
Good to know. You don't care what you kill.
I'm a dart.
Cool.
76.
That sounds like a fail.
That is.
Nuts.
Ah, nuts.
Yeah. You gonna move?
No.
Okay. Oh, it's the beast's turn already. So it notices you all, but there are still two Skaven next to it. So it's gonna try to eat one of them.
Nice.
Real quick about it. And I love how Foundry makes my job so much easier when I have NPCs fighting NPCs.
Because you used to hate doing that.
Oh, it was such a pain. Because I had to roll for both and it would just take forever. So we're just going to roll our weapons against it. Plus zero. That's all right. This rat is going to try to dodge out of the way.
I tried.
It doesn't. We're going to apply damage and it takes 11 damage and is dead.
11? It said 26.
But it only had 11 wounds.
Oh, well, it dead.
Yeah. It got pretty deaded. So I want to... Which clan rat is that? Remove it from the thing. It has the dead condition. Yeah, it just... Oh, there we go. Plus one dead. It just swipes a talon through this thing and just eviscerates it. Absolutely no problem. Gains an advantage. Actually, I'm not going to have a gain advantage. It's going to use that advantage right away to then bite the next Skaven next to it with its hooked beak. And we're going to get, 5 success levels against it. This rat is in big trouble. It did get 2 success levels, but it also died. What was all that rolling?
It was probably my thing catching up.
Yeah, it was all the dice rolling in Tim's Foundry. Also, I don't know if anybody saw it, but it actually said damage 46.
My God, did it really?
It did.
Wow, yeah. Damage applied 42.
Yeah, this thing's going to freaking hurt if it hits us.
It is an enormous creature, not large. It's the next step up.
Okay, so
moving it's a big monster. Webby.
Okay. So give me the lowdown on like what exactly this wound is doing. Explain it to me.
Well, it definitely has a mouth. It's moaning. I saw a tongue come out of it and it ate a Skaven.
There's little tentacles all around the outside of the wound that's also a mouth just below the wing that's messed up. Well, you can see from the image that we have here, it's also like all of its skin is like there's like pustules growing. A lot of its feathers has fallen out. It looks like it's blinded with like cataracts.
All right. Lucky, hear me out here.
Hmm?
Can Griggs talk to this thing?
I don't want to get anywhere near it.
They're both ducks. It should work.
Well, no, that's not a duck.
How do you figure?
It doesn't look, quack, or talk like a duck.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But so. Even so.
Okay, that makes sense.
Look, I'm thinking that maybe whatever wounded it, I can extract it and it'll go back to normal.
I thought about that before too, and I would like to see that happen because that means that people can be turned into people again.
All right, just figure out if we can communicate with it, but if we can't, I'm gonna go ahead and aim my Zincher, and if this thing attacks, I'll just need to get ready to blow it away because I'm not messing with this thing.
Oh, so you pull out the Zincher and aim?
Yep.
All right, the one with the weird device is like, man things! And it pulls out a pistol and says, kill, 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 maim!
It's a griffin, it's not a person.
Huh?
And he's gonna try a leadership test.
I think he's talking about us.
Ah.
Good Lord, his leadership is terrible. He failed. And all the other Skaven are like, Mina.
The Skaven in the green robes. How far am I? Would I be able to shoot him with my pistols?
I'm not sure. Let's see. With our measuring tool, he is 30 yards away with the griffin in between.
Never mind. My range is 20.
No, it's only -1.
I'm really afraid of this griffin.
The griffin needs to go. Take it out.
I'm really, really afraid of this griffin, so I'm going to shoot at the griffin.
Mechanically, you are not afraid of the griffin.
Yes.
Show it.
Very technically.
Mina's not, but Danny is, I think.
Yes. So I rolled a 44.
We'll just start with a crit. Fine, whatever. I just didn't, you know.
Made it. Why not?
Cool encounter. You're just going to ruin. All right.
Okay, so...
Yes, how much damage is it first, then we'll do the crit.
Okay, well, hang on, because it's an easy test, right? So that's 6 success levels plus 8.
Oh, there's something I kind of, like, learned recently with my Uberzerk Adventure game that I had forgotten about, where if you hit something because of the bonus due to its size, you do, like, minimum damage or something. Let me find
it. Really?
Well, that's a load of dumb.
But only if you hit it due to that bonus.
Honestly, I like that.
It helps to balance out, like, yeah, you can hit it easier, but it's probably not.
I like that, right,
but that's not, I've still rolled underneath my skill.
Okay.
Like, my skill is a 65. I rolled a 44.
So it wasn't due to the bonus.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to try to find it
cool.
Anyway for next time.
I don't need that.
The nice thing about an animal this size is that it is mostly organs.
Hmm. That's true.
And connective tissue.
With bonus organs, probably.
Bonus organs occasionally.
Mm-hmm. How does my phobia work?
Poorly.
With you're afraid of mutants.
Yeah.
I mean, you already passed a terror test.
So that's really, it just that gets around it completely?
I would say so.
Okay.
What do you put
you're not afraid of it.
So. Mutants.
Oh, that's definitely a mutant.
It's one of those self-fulfilling prophecy kind of things.
Yeah, unfortunately.
When you get scared of them, he makes them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to save him. So, like, you weren't here for it, but, like,
it would actually be a lot of pathos to your character if you didn't look and act like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But no, like, early on, I was like, yo, we can probably figure out a way to just, like, cut off the mutant part, and then they're not mutants no more. I'm all about that.
It's true.
And then I come along, and I'm like, no, let's sew as many mutant parts onto it as you can.
Such the opposite either. All right, so how much damage is
14.
That? 14. 14.
Yeah.
All right, obviously you don't do 14 wounds to it. You see it's pretty tough and it has some natural armor, but your bullet does go into it. More than a minimum one. And then the crit. Roll me location.
37.
Don't flip it.
That's the right arm.
Okay.
50.
50 to the arm is bleeding hand. So in this case, it's Talon. Is bleeding. Takes one wound and suffering from a bleeding condition.
Cool.
I can stop that.
You could. I would appreciate that.
Please don't.
Luckily, that's nice and easy to do. Give it a bleeding condition, and it takes one more wound. Great.
Cool.
Nice job, Mina. Make sure you have an advantage.
Okay, I'm going to shoot it again.
I thought you said you had your shield out.
No, I said I have my pistols out.
Okay.
I would have one pistol out.
She did.
You said two pistols, and then Green Warden said something about you going up with the shield, and you said, okay, I'll have my shield.
I said you should first, because she has one.
What was your roll? 44.
44.
Oh, you have to re-roll it when you get a crit, right?
Right.
Okay.
I rolled a 3.
This is stupid.
So I rolled a 0, so I'm going to count that. So I have 10 success levels. Right.
No, you got 3 for damaging. Units, not tens, die.
Oh, that's stupid. Well, either way, that's 6. I mean, either way, it's 9 success levels.
Jeez.
Plus
okay.
8 is 17.
17 damage.
In the right arm again.
That poor.
Wait, one more.
Arm.
18.
Oh, from your advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get advantage until after the bolt hit.
But I had one. Oh, you're right.
Ow. Okay. That really hurt. Didn't like that. And that's Mina. Brings us to Dead Skaven number 1, Dead Skaven number 2. Hear a bit of a... And then a... Right at Mina. As a big old long rifle shoots at you.
30 yards past the griffin.
Yeah, it's okay. Got a huge range.
Okay.
All right. So this is going to be... So... You hear the sound, and almost before the sound gets to you, you feel this into your body as you take 14 damage from this thing. But it does have the penetrating quality once again, so ignore any leather and the first point of metal armor. As you've seen one of these before, you were been shot by a Jazael.
Is this the thing that threw warpstone bullets at us?
Yeah.
Dibs.
It really hurt.
Ow.
I assume it really hurt. I don't know how much you actually took there, but...
Do you have to make a cool test? I mean, if it's a warpstone bullet, you'll probably have to take an endurance as well.
Yeah, it's a black powder weapon. Yeah, average cool.
Did the griffin make a cool test?
No, it's... It's too crazy.
One success level.
Whew, made it.
Does the warpstone
cause
any like endurance things?
Not just from a rate. If you take a critical hit from it, then it's you are exposed to corruption. And then
easy mode.
Veronica, and she's like, and she shoots at the. She's clearly like borderline panicking, but she's gonna try to shoot the griffin with her bow. Jeez, and do 15 damage.
Wow, go run.
And a crit, she rolled a 50.
Dang, that's a crit.
Arrows have the impale quality.
So crits on 10s and doubles.
Baby seed.
Mm-hmm. Took me longer.
That's terminology only I get.
No, I get too? It. Yep.
Part of the rando community.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it last session.
If you say so.
Where's my BOD?
Yeah, the dude got like a fire source really early, and then Chad just exploded with baby seed.
Nope. You literally went right over it. Nope.
Ooh.
How am I missing?
You should say hot and cold, Danny. Hot and cold.
BOD stand for Brazier of Destruction.
Big old die.
That's what I said.
That was so loud. It was like your kid upstairs dropping things.
Oh, she got a 15 for the critical. That's not
great. That was a really shitty roll, too.
It was.
It sounded like a drop, not a roll. Just
it rolled.
Exactly. No.
It went thump.
Yeah. It's a big metal die. It's going to make a big noise every time.
You just
let's see. Hit it in the leg, and it got a 15, so probably not too much. Where'd my crit tables go? Don't worry, I found them. Everybody calm down.
Ah, oh, thank God.
Trivial wounds pass a challenging athletics test or go prone. That's actually kind of huge. It doesn't have athletics, so I'm going to roll on its agility, but its agility is quite good, and it passed with 5 success levels. Yeah, so.
It's a flying bird creature.
She no did do damage to it, though. That's pretty sweet. At the end of the round here, it bleeds out some. Everybody give me a difficult minus 10 perception test.
Fail.
Pass.
Failure.
Warden. Also, okay, so Mina and Green Warden, you just shot this thing, so you're looking at it closely. You see that as it's bleeding, some of the wounds are knitting back together and closing
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, spicy.
Regenerative.
And it's Green Warden's turn.
Oh, that's not cool. Nobody likes regenerating anything. So I am going to make an educated guess here. Shoot this guy in the back.
Who are you shooting in the back?
Come on, I didn't even do anything yet.
Not you, not yet. You at least killed the things in the cave.
Thank you. And almost us.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're shooting the guy with the device?
Oh, thank God.
He also pulled out a pistol. I don't know if I said that. I think.
I'm shooting him.
Whatever. You're going to miss.
Am I, Dan?
Shit. 9 success levels.
Boom.
Unopposed. I don't know. There is a big bird in the way.
Yeah, ignore that bird. Kill them rats.
Just arrow through the bird.
Arched.
I'm going to say...
You told me when we were in the caves that if it wasn't in a cave, I could arch the shot around things.
And you had no problem shooting me through the bird.
Oh, technically this isn't wilderness because it's populated.
By rats. All right. Fine. Apply damage. Oh, he's fucking dead. Just like that. Boom. He was just like, telling them what to do in Queekish, and then just, where did you hit him?
Body shot.
Oh, right. You can choose, right?
I can. I love the idea of it going straight through his neck.
Yeah.
And does he just stay? in his neck?
Falls.
Or does it like go all the way through and stick in the ground?
No, it stays in his neck.
Nice.
His body goes with him. It's
Yeah. Pin just him to a tree.
Yeah.
Would you like to move?
Is this a tree right here? Or is this just like bushes?
Like trees, yeah.
Everything's trees with you elves.
I might be a wood elf. she would definitely look for something with cover. Now that we know that there's bows and arrows, so and guns.
We usually just use me.
Yep. That's fair. I'm gonna go behind a tree.
Okay. Give me a quick difficult perception test.
What? How about stealth rural?
That's not what I asked for.
Yeah, but how about stealth rural? To hide, is what I'm saying. Separate query.
Oh, separate from this. Sure. Mm-hmm. Give me a difficult minus 10 perception, and then you can make a challenging stealth.
Is perception a sight check?
Yes.
I can't see shit. I'm too busy hiding behind a tree.
Yeah, you're going to try to hide now. Yeah. Why did she get minus 2 on that?
Cool. Stealth in rural environments. I have Rover. Perception tests to detect you. Bystanders don't get it.
All right, you just hide.
Yep. They can only
spot bystanders. You. I mean, you're yeah. fighting.
They can only spot you if they're specifically on lookout or watching for hidden spies.
Cool. Lucky.
Oh, that's me. I'm going to try a dart again.
Oh, no way.
I do it.
What?
I got a 69.
That passes?
Yeah.
Is it 71 or something?
Just 70.
Oh. One success level.
Let's make a 4. Because, I got diction about it.
Instinctively.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to, hit a couple of them.
Okay.
What? With dart.
Just been staring at you intently.
Yeah, I hit 2 of them.
2 what?
2 rats.
Which ones?
The close ones. No, the ones furthest back. One in the. Are there more in robes?
No.
Okay. Just some in the back.
You have Foundry in front of you. You can, like, ping the ones you want to shoot so I know what you're talking about.
And I got to click off OBS and fine. This one and this one.
That's dumb. How much?
5 damage.
Okay.
I think. No. 6. No.
What is it?
It is 8 damage.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Luckily for you, that gets rid of the advantage that the Giselle Firer earned.
Oh, I thought the Giselle one was dead.
No.
Ah.
He's fine.
Okay.
Well, that's took some damage, lost in his advantage.
Yeah.
You want to move?
No. Do you?
It's the beast's turn. Mina shot it. All the Skaven around it are dead.
Oh, shit. The distractions are gone.
Oh, that reminds me. It has the distracting trait.
Fear test.
Horrible cries. This creature distracts or confuses foes, possibly by its cries and all the weird stuff coming out of this wound.
If it wants to come at me, it's got to roll against my fear aid.
It's no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't care about that.
You don't care about that. That doesn't mean it doesn't.
I think it actually
all does. Living targets within a number of yards equal to its toughness bonus suffer a penalty of minus 20 to all tests. So if you're within 5 yards of it, you're minus 20 to all tests.
No, thank you.
And it's going to try to bite Mina with the advantage it just earned from charging.
I would like to dodge, please.
Minus 20, don't forget.
I know. That's negative 2.
All right. Let's see. That's going to be...
Save yourself.
All right, I gotta, let's see what happens. You wanna hear what the damage is gonna be?
No, hang on. I'm gonna do it.
Do what?
I'm beseeching.
Yeah.
There we go, 18. Okay.
Plus 2 success levels.
Or yeah.
What's that, advantage? What's that called?
Yeah, advantage. So I'm not counting that because that covers the negative 2. So I got 4 success levels to my dodge.
Oh, okay.
Which is not going to matter because he still passed the test, but it's going to take off some of the damage that I'm going to take, so I might not die.
You successfully dodge.
Oh.
I rolled 0 positive success levels.
Eat my nice. Butt wind.
It's Shakespeare. But now it's going to slash you with its talons with its actual action.
Dodge again.
And roll much better.
4 success levels.
With the minus 20?
Yep.
Okay. Dodge again. I only had 3. That's crazy.
I know. I rolled a 26.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy lucky because the first, but it's 9 damage plus you had negative 2. Mm-hmm. So I had 0, so it was only a difference of 2. So it was 11, but it would be 33 because it's 2 sizes larger than you. Its damage is tripled.
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah. Yep. So incredibly lucky. You just get out of the way of this thing, snap its beak at you, and then whoosh, with a claw. And it doesn't quite get you.
I am, however, though, at 11 corruption points.
Oh, we need a challenging endurance test here.
That's at minus exciting. 20, don't forget.
That's so true. It says all tests.
You're welcome.
This is a great time. How'd you do with that reaction?
I don't like it.
Was that good? Was that a good roll?
I rolled an 83.
That's
very high.
You rolled an 8. 83.
My endurance is a 63.
Oh, just besiege the dark gods about it. Reroll again.
That's the worst that could happen.
Are it's you not out of worse?
You have no fortune points? He just gave them all back at the start of the last episode. Yeah,
I know.
She often spends it without like announcing it.
Yeah.
But she always keeps track, so I trust her with it.
I have a little tally.
How many fortune points do you have?
3.
It's usually for negotiating over gravy prices.
Typically, yeah.
Hmm. Well, there was one for the fear check at the beginning.
Yeah.
And one.
Yeah.
All right. This is definitely going to go on the physical table because you were rolling to dodge.
Horns. I want horns.
Give me another D100 roll. Not only is it the physical table, we're going to roll on the corn physical table.
48.
Ooh, another 8. That's pretty sweet.
Is eight? Does 8 have significance?
Is 8 bad? Yeah. 8
is one of the gods'
sacred
have
number.
A number.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Korn is the blood god, and that's like Mina's thing.
The blood god?
Yeah.
Or last corruption god?
Mina's thing.
Don't laugh, Dan.
What is it?
So ridiculous.
Let's go.
How many resilience do you have?
2.
You're going to have 1 after this.
Okay.
Because you're going to spend it? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Just roll with it. What's the worst I could have?
So if you don't spend the resilience, you feel this ridiculous pressure on your head, on your brain, as your head shrinks and lowers down into your torso, and you gain the headless mutation.
Oh, you can roll with it.
And we'll see what happens next time at 284.
Wow.
Fine. 286. I guess. I can't
Ben's
even
face.
Believe it.
Ben's face.
Ben is the perfect patient for Webby. No head to worry about.
How would you wear your tiara?
I got a few ideas.
Be my head.
Headless. You gain the fear 2 creature trait and head hits count as misses.
Oh, yeah. It's not worth it. Dan doesn't like to have fear.